Excuse me, I get to do a few things all at once and I forget something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay, we'll go with the words. Griha, of a home.
Shada.
Aramba, construction.
Jianchu.
B, certainly.
肯定的。
Dukkhaya leads to unhappiness.
导致不快乐。
Vipala fruitless.
徒劳无果的。
Cha also.
也。
Ruba impermanent.
非永恒的
Atmana of the living being
生物的
Sarpa a serpent
蛇
Parakritam built by others
其他人建造的
Vaishma home
家
Pravishya having entered
进入
Sukham, happily
快乐的
Edate, prosperous
繁荣
I'll read the Sanskrit a couple of times Griharando hidukaya Vipalas chadruvatmana Sarpa parakritam veshmaPravishya sukkamedite Viharambo hidukaya Vipalas chadruvatmana Sarpa parakritam veshma Pravishya sukkamedite Viharambo hidukaya Vipalas chadruvatmana Sarpa parakritam veshmaPravishya sukkamedate Griha of a home. I read that. Translation. When a person living in a temporary material body tries to construct a happy home, the result is fruitless and miserable. The snake, however, enters a home that has been built by others and prospers happily.
译文当基于短暂物质躯体中的人努力建造一所幸福的家时，结果是徒劳和痛苦。然而，蟒蛇进入现成的家，快乐的兴旺发达。
Interesting. The snake does not have the proclivity to build his own home. Lives in a suitable place constructed by other creatures. Thus, he does not entangle himself.In home building labor. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakura Saraswati points out that although materialistic persons take unlimited pains to invent and mass produce electricity, automobiles, airplanes, etc., ultimately these things are meant for the convenience of the Vaishnavas who are preaching Krishna consciousness. The karma will always go to such trouble, and the devotees will.Always offer such laborious productions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by engaging them in his loving service.
Shu 没有建筑自己家的倾向，而是住在其他受造物建造的合适地方，因此他不纠缠于 建造家家的劳作中，需了巴提西丹的萨萨迪塔库指出，虽然物质主义者经过艰苦发明，大量生产了电、汽车、飞机等等，但终极而言，这些东西只在为传教 Krishna 直觉的外什纳瓦提供便利。卡米总是自找的麻烦，而奉献者总是把这些辛苦产品用来为至尊人格守神所爱心服务。
The devotees being concerned with the ultimate perfection of life do not personally struggle for material advancement. On the other hand, there's no need for a devotee to artificially imitate the austere lifestyle of ancient times. A devotee's goal is simply to serve Krishna as nicely as possible. Therefore, the devotees willingly accept beautiful mansions and all types of material opulences, not with any personal attachment, but only so that these things can be engaged in loving service of the Lord. If one engages such things with a desire to enjoy them, one falls down from the platform of pure devotional service.
奉献者关心的是生命的终极完美，所以不刻苦努力求取物质进步，而且奉献者没有必要人为的模仿古代清苦的生活方式。奉献者的目标是尽力服务 Krishna， 取悦他，因此奉献者愿意毫无私心杂念接受美丽的别墅和各种物质富裕，把这些用于对主的爱心服务中。如果人带着享受的欲望使用，将从纯粹奉献服务的层面上堕落下来。
Materialistic persons are only interested in exploiting their so-called yoga practice in order to rejuvenate their sexual potency or to vainly remember their previous conditioned life, thus applying mysticism to endless search for sense gratification. They do not understand the actual goal of life.
物质主义者只有志于开发利用他们的所谓瑜伽休息，以恢复性能力，或徒劳地回忆起过往受条件限制的生生世世。由于他们把玄秘力量用来追逐永无止境的感官享乐，所以他们不明白人体生命的真正目标。
Om Jana Chimirandasya Janamjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shinta Padakamaram Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Raghunathamitam Tadam Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Shaive Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Satayane. Vanchakalpa-churubhishcha kripa-sindhubhya-eva-cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Trishe Namo Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jagat, Pate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Moshite, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorange, Radhe, Vrindavan, Nikshadi, Vishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Kanamami Hari Priye. Okay, so this one is interesting. The snake, like rats can dig a hole with mice. And so the snake will eat the mouse and then live in the hole that the rat dug.
老鼠就是在地上打洞，做的那个老鼠窝。 然后蛇呢，就把老鼠吃掉以后，就舒服的住在老鼠的窝里。
Walking in a nice park with the devotees.
有一天呢，帕帕和奉献者在公园散步。
And he said, he gave that example, he said, just like they built this nice park, you know, but we're enjoying it. We don't have to build it.
帕帕就说呢，然后他说，你看他们建造了这些公园，很辛苦，但是呢，现在我们却在享受这些公园。
Well, yeah, I mean, like everything, Prabhupada used everything, airplanes, cars, you know, computers, everything. We don't have to work to build them, but we just utilize whatever we can to increase the service. We don't reject it, you know, either. We don't try to be so renounced, we don't use anything. No, we use everything for Krishna. And that's called Yukta Vairagya.
有像飞机啊、电脑啊、小轿车啊，我们不会亲自动手来。 来建，来制造这些产品，但是我们会把它们用来做服务，我们不会把它们就是一概摒弃，这就被称为是 Yukta Vairagya.
That's so, like you said, Prabhupada one time he flew in somewhere and they were being interviewed by the reporters.
有一回，帕帕拉茨就受到记者的采访。
We were saying there's different ways one can travel.
他说就是人可以有不同的旅行方式。
And we were saying, you know, by mystic power, by magic carpet, by, you know.And they said something like, well, I see that you're, flying an airplane just like everybody else.
He said, 就是有的人是通过玄秘力量，还有呢是通过魔毯，然后那个记者就说
，They were kind of criticizing。
那记者就有点带着那个指责的那个意味的，就说，但我们发现您可是那坐飞机旅行啊。
You know, like why aren't you flying by mystic power or magic carpet or something? You know?
Right. 他们的意思就是说，那您干嘛不那个用你的神通，或者是做一个乘坐着魔毯来旅行呢
？And Prabhupada said yes. Otherwise, your airplane would be useless.
他说，没错，如果不坐飞机的话，那你们那飞机就没用了。
You know, she's carrying a bunch of people around for sense gratification, which they do anywhere, same thing.
不然的话呢，这个飞机就会每天搭载着一些这个感官享乐的人飞来飞去的。
So they kind of got baffled by that. They didn't know what to say.
然后记者就是哑口无言了，他们就被噎了回去。
So actually, devotees, especially Prabhupada, but any devotee, when they're traveling and you know doing anything and utilizing the computer, the internet, they're purifying these things. We didn't work to build them. Krishna provided those, so devotees utilize.whatever we can for Krishna's service.
奉献者呢就会使用电脑啊、飞机啊这些设施，他们不会亲手去制造这些产品，但是他们使用了这些产品呢，就能把他们给净化。
And if there's nothing, we use it, then we use whatever we have, and we don't have to.
如果没有现成的呢，没有那个没有这些产品呢，我们也无所谓，我们就是有什么就利用来做服务。
So, see if there's any other interesting things there.And some people do that too, you know, they just find an abandoned house and they just live there.
也有的人呢，他们会找一所废弃的房子，然后就住在人家废弃的房子里头。
But when the verse is saying that even if you have a building, a house, trying to make a happy home, that's a lot of labor.
这个师姐就说了，说倘若一个人呢，他就想去那个，给自己建造一个快乐的家，这个需要费尽周折。
It's comparing the body as the house. We're living in this body, and then we try to make it a happy place. But no matter how hard we try, we have the threefold miseries.And the harder we try to make it a happy place to live, maybe it gets worse. We get more frustrated.
我们这个身体呢，就是躯体，物质躯体就像个房子。我们就是想让这个躯体尽可能的，把它弄得尽量的，美好，让这个灵魂呢可以舒舒服服的住在里头。但是它越是，费尽周折的想让这个躯体啊舒适，但是可能它就越不幸，越不快乐，因为它会遭受三重苦。
So Bhakti Siddhanta points out that materialistic people take unlimited difficulty to invent and produce all these things.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sasa Thakur 就说，物质主义者们，他们就是不惜一切的代价，就去发明这些新事物。
But if the devotees use them, then they become very useful.
但如果奉献者把这些加以利用的话，那么他们就变得有用了。
If the devotees don't use them, then all their labor just goes, you know, people use all these things for sinful activities, and the people that built them get karma.
如果奉献者不利用他们的话，如果奉献者不利用这些事物的话，那么他们就会被那些感官享乐的人加以利用。那么这些建造这些事物的人呢，他们就会给自己积累业报。
So we want to utilize everything in Krishna's service. Okay, we'll go with words. We have this body which Krishna gave us. We have to try to utilize that in Krishna's service.
我们有了这个 Krishna 给我们的躯体，我们就把它用来服务。
And now there's so many things, and you know, Krishna's somehow providing. We have apartments, we have transportation, we have fast trains, we have, you know, first class buses, and all these things. We have all of that, you know, unlimited things that.No sadhu ever had before. Of course, maybe they could, some did more just by walking around the world, but we have to utilize it. Otherwise, it will lose us.
我们现在呢，就是有了，有了那个轿车，有高铁，有飞机，有网络，有了，就这些现代化的设施，我们就把它们用来，旅行，用来做服务，否则的话呢，我们就成为他们的奴隶了。
So it's really meant for the convenience of the Vaishnavas who are preaching Krishna consciousness.
这些现代设施呢，实际上是为了让 Vaishnava 更加就是更加有便利设施来去做服务。
Okay, so I think we can go to another verse and see.Eko Narayana Deva Purva Chistam Samayaya Samritcha Kala Kalaya Kalpanta Idam Ishvara Eka Eva Vityobud Atma Daro Kilashaya The Lord of the Universe, Narayana, is the worshipable God of all living entities. Without extraneous assistance, the Lord creates this universe.By his own potency, And at the time of annihilation, the Lord destroys the universe through his personal expansion of time and withdraws all the cosmos, including all the conditioned living entities within himself. Wow. Thus, his unlimited self is a shelter and reservoir of all potencies, the subtle pradana, the basis of all cosmic manifestation, is conserved and is in this way not different from him. In the aftermath of the annihilation, the Lord stands alone.
世界16，译文：宇宙之主 Narayana 是众生值得崇拜的神。主靠自身能力创造此间宇宙，不借助外援。在毁灭时，主以他自身的时间扩展毁灭宇宙，把包括所有受条件限制生物体在内的一切收回到他本人之中。因此，自身无极无限的他就是所有能量的庇护所和源泉。精微的 Pradam 全部宇宙展示的基础被保存在主之中，故而跟主没有不同。在毁灭之后，主独立存在。
As you will be explained in verse 21 of this chapter, the Lord's independent creation and annihilation of the universe can be compared to a spider creating and withdrawing his web. The word Eka, or one alone, is mentioned twice in this verse to emphasize that there is only one supreme personality of Godhead, and that all universal affairs as well as spiritual pastimes are conducted by his potency alone. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this verse refers to the Karna Navavishayi Vishnu or Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean. The words Atmadara and Akila Shraya both indicate that Narayana is a reservoir or shelter of all existence. Atmadara indicates that the Lord's personal body is the shelter of everything. Mahavishnu is a primary force of Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose body expands the innumerable potency that manifests in the material and spiritual worlds. According to Brahma Samhita, these innumerable worlds rest within the Brahma Jyoti, are spiritual effulgence, also emanating from the Lord's body. This Krishna is Ishvara, the Supreme Controller.
正如本章第十二节将要阐明的，可把游离于主的宇宙创造和毁灭比作蜘蛛的吐丝和收网。Eka 单独一人这个词在本师节出现两次，为的是强调至尊人格守神独一无二，而且所有宇宙事物和灵性消失光均在他能力的掌控之下。是的， Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说这师节说的是 Karana， 这指的是 Karana那瓦沙伊维什努或马躺在原因之阳上的马哈维什努，阿兹玛达达拉和阿基拉沙亚都说明纳拉亚呢是一切存在的根源或庇护所。阿兹玛达拉表明主的亲身形体是一切的庇护所，马哈维什努是主 Krishna 原始人格至尊人格守神的一个全面扩展，从他的身体扩展出展示了的物质和灵性世界的无数能量。 Brahma Samhita 说这些无数世界全栖息在 Brahma 周体或灵性光灿中，皆流演自主的身体，因此 Krishna 是 Ishwar 至尊控制者。
All right, so that's the one. Then what we find many, many places, this example of the spider web is always good. Everyone's experienced spider webs.
我们在很多地方呢都听到了这个 例子，就是蜘蛛啊、吐丝和收网的工。
It's a very, you know, complex creation, amazing thing. But the spider creates it. Whatever it is, it just comes out from the spider's body.
这个创造是非常精细和复杂的，但是就像蜘蛛网是蜘蛛所制造的一样，是来自蜘蛛。
And then the spider can walk around on it, even though it's very sticky.
而虽然这个蜘蛛网它有粘性，但是蜘蛛呢却可以自由自在的在这蜘蛛网上行走。
But if any other insect touches it, they can't get away, it sticks.
但是外来的这些小昆虫啊，就会被这个蜘蛛网所粘住。
And the more they struggle, they get more entangled.
他们越是挣扎，就越的那个越陷越深。
So like that, Krishna creates the whole cosmic manifestation.
所以，整个这个宇宙展示是由 Krishna 创造的。
Then when the living entity contacts the material creation, we get stuck. And the more we try to enjoy, the more we try to struggle, the more we get entangled in it, in the different modes.
身体它跟那个物质创造接触之后，就现在这个物质创造它越是挣扎 它越受到束缚，它越受到物质自然三形态的束缚。只有 Krishna 才能把生物体救出去。
So as mentioned, there's only one supreme personality of Godhead, and everything is conducted by Him, spiritual and material.
只有一位至尊歌手身，无论物质还是灵性的。都是由他在运作着。
And Krishna says very similar in the seed verses of the Bhagavatam. When he says, before there was anything else, before there was Brahma and Shiva, they're with me.
Krishna 在博加瓦坛的种子师节里说过，在他之前呢，没有什么存在，既没有 Brahma， 也没有 Shiva。
And after everything is annihilated, and there's nothing else again, there'll be nothing but Krishna.
在一切毁灭之后呢，除了他之外呢，也没有存在的。
So this is something we should think about, but everything has so many different potencies, so many different energies, they're all coming from Krishna. So whatever human beings have, whatever we can create Shanghai and Beijing and such amazing things within it, but it's really all coming from Krishna and it's all very temporary.
Krishna 是一切的创造者，一切都发源于他。我们可以创造像上海、北京啊这样的大城、大都市啊，光怪陆离的，也是很复杂的。但是呢，一切实际上都是来自于主 Krishna。
All our wonderful bodies and all the bodies of all the animals and plants and all the buildings and all the mountains and everything is just different combinations of the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
我们的人体以及动物啊，还有植物的身体，还有这些高楼大厦，还有包括山脉，这些都是由土、水、火、空气、以太这些元素组成的。
So some of the things are apparently put together in different ways by the human beings' efforts. Some are natural, but really it's all done by Krishna.
有些那是人类把它们组装起来的。
All right, so let's take some time for the famous questions.
好，那如果各位亲爱的风云有什么问题的话，请大家踊跃的提出问题来。Before the questions, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
It's yes. From teaching of Lord Kapila Dev, chapter 4.
Alright.
Yeah, there is a sentence. Life does not come from life. So how to understand that?
Which verse is it? Third canto?
Chapter 4.
Third canto, chapter 4 of the book Teachings of Kapila.
Yeah, Teaching of Kapila Dev.
The book. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see if I have that one. Okay, Teachings of Lord Kapila, chapter 4. Is that right?
Yes, chapter 4.
Okay. And then, what are you asking about?
There is a sentence. Life does not come from life.
I don't know if I can find that.
Yeah.
It's in chapter 4, huh?
Yeah, chapter 4.
And who's speaking?
I don't know whether you can you
well,
search
the,
for
I'm
it.
I'm trying to find it, but
because it's very long, it's difficult to find a single sentence.
Yeah, very long chapter. I don't have the right program now for searching.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Father.
Because last time I asked you the question, you
things I've learned to feel. Okay.
Yes, you search it. You can search out, but the.
Now, what exactly is the sentence?
Life does not come from life.
Life does not come from life.
Okay. Sorry, it's long.
Just a minute, I had it and it jumps and gone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Doesn't find it with this program.
Okay, okay.
You read in the English book, right?
Yes, I read in the Veda database. Maybe I can send you the whole paragraph later on.
It doesn't show up, but nobody can find it.
Okay, okay. Maybe later on I can send you the whole paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I saw, there's a question.
Okay. Okay.
Chen Juan.
Okay, okay.
深深地敬爱的Guru，走进Krishna之觉快两年了，没有和朋友聚过一次餐，平时很少联系，大家都说我变了，亲爱的Guru，我要怎样和以前的朋友相处？ She pays her obeisance to you. She said that she had practiced Krishna consciousness for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
During this period of time, she didn't get. Associate with the friends and to eat with them.
Sure.
And her friends all said that she had changed to another person. So her question is that how can she get along with her old friends?
Yeah. will maybe get new friends. That happens almost all the time with devotees. The old friends, they still want to eat meat or drink or smoke or something, so we don't want to associate with them. So unless you can preach to them and change them, what is the need? You should find new friends.
就找一些新朋友，因为通常都会发生这样的事情。这些老朋友呢，他们在一起呢，就会吃肉啊，喝酒啊，就是抽烟啊，就做这些事情。除非呢，你跟他们在一起呢，能够给他们传教，能够转变他们，否则的话，有什么必要再和他们在一起？有什么这样的必要呢？那最好还不如再找一些新的朋友呢。
Okay, I found what you're looking for. So you're leaving out one word. So I couldn't find it. Modern scientists mistakenly think that material nature is working independently and things evolve by a chemical process only. However, life does not merely come from life or some chemical evolution. As Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Bhagavo, I am the source of everything. Everything is coming from Krishna, ultimately. It's not just the material nature, in other words. It says merely, so that's different. And life does not come from life. It says there's it's not just often automatically out of a dead body, a new one grows or something. A living entity produces another, but ultimately Krishna is the supreme living, the original.
I still didn't quite catch the meaning. Life does not merely come.
Merely come from life. Krishna has to be there. It's not just the material nature.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that the scientists will think that the material nature just produces everything automatically by chemical reactions, but that's not what happens. There has to be a soul. Yeah.
There is a book called Life Comes from Life. There is a book.
Yeah, life comes from life. It doesn't come from dead things. It comes from living things. But Krishna is the ultimate life, so it's not just from the material nature. But if you mix the chemicals together, you'll get life. You'll get another life. You know, if you leave a dead body rotting, that a new body will come out of it. No. But Krishna has to be there. That's the ultimate cause is Krishna. That's what people are missing out. Okay, any other questions from the peanut gallery?
Not yet. Well, in this sense, life does not merely come from life. So, the first life refers to the living entity. Then the second life, what does that life refer to?
I think in this one, it's just referring to the bodies. Okay. If you read the whole thing, other sentences, It's saying what the materialists are thinking, that it's all just the material nature is an independent thing.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
And that when they talk about life, they just mean the body. They don't know there's a soul.
Okay.
It's referring to what they think a living entity is, just a moving body. So that they can produce in a test tube. They can put some things together and they can produce life. No, they can't do that. They never did that.
Okay.
They were advertising that they did it, but they never did.
They miss the soul.
Yeah, they don't recognize the soul. They think it's just a combination of chemicals. But so far they haven't been able to create life by combining chemicals, but they keep saying that that's what's happening. It just happens automatically.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Something like that.
Okay. 亲爱的分院者, 大家还有什么问题吗? 有。 今天早课，尼星哈咕噜也讲了关于建庙，不提倡去建庙，特别是中心庙。您讲的师姐跟这内容相似，能讲讲疫情中转变观念吗？ So this morning, Nishinagurma has also talked about the construction of temples. It's not recommended to construct temples, especially central temple. So this verse, today your lecture, this night's verse is similar to this contents. Can you explain how to transform our ideas during this epidemic period of time?
Again, and I'm sorry, but I couldn't comprehend what you said.
I didn't. Xi宝英马大姐，您说的这个内容跟这个疫情，您能不能再阐释一下这个师姐跟这内容相似疫情转变？
Can you read it again?
This morning there is a lecture given by Nishan Mara, and he talked about the temple construction of temples. It's not recommended to construct temples. So there is a similarity between his lecture and your lecture tonight.
Yeah, well, similar. Then, of course, we do build temples, but it's not an over-endeavor, We need to make devotees, we need to many things. So that's another big discussion, because it's okay, but it's similar. The Bhagavatam is always similar. You'll find the same things crossing over. the spider's web and all these things. You find the same examples in many different places, and all expressed in different ways in relation to different things, because it's all coming from Krishna and it's all meant to bring us to Krishna. Mm.
并不是说我们不灭不见庙，而不是说过分的去费劲儿去见庙，我们会去发展奉献者。另外一点呢，就是圣典博伽瓦坛里呢，有很多地方都有相似之处，比如说就是关于这个有个例子，就是蜘蛛吐丝和收网这个例子，就很多地方呢都提到了这个例子。She wants you to say something about how can we change our ideas, especially during the COVID-19, this period of time.
Change our ideas. We have to think of Krishna, to get the mercy of Krishna.
要过转变观念，我们要想着 Krishna.
And we have to learn from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, what to think about and talk about. Otherwise, you know, they have the whole world only talking about COVID, practically trying anyway.
我们整部这个圣典博伽瓦坛呢，都讲，都是告诉我们应该我们的所思所想应该是什么，我们的谈论的话题是什么，不然的话呢，我们就会整天就是满脑子都是这个疫情。
So I have what ideas, for instance?
那您能不能就是提一下，就是转变什么观念呢？
We create our own.You know, trouble by thinking, say like, if we're locked down and we say, oh, this is horrible, I can't go out, you know, but it's not that bad, and it's not like we're put in an underground hole with no light or something, you know, we have our everything, but with Krishna consciousAny spiritual practice or any learning practice, you know, trying to change the way we think about things. So we want to think positive. We have to think about Krishna and how Krishna is the supreme controller and how we're just servants, but we're not just bodies, and whatever situation we're in, it's temporary, whether it's good or bad. So we don't get too much attached if it's good, and we don't get too depressed if it's so-called not good.Because it's going to be over very soon.
我们总是觉得哦，那个由于疫情呢，大家都待在屋子里都出不去，真是太糟糕了。但事实上呢，并没有那么糟糕，因为呢，我们还是。在屋子里还是有窗户的，还没有给我们关在地下室，什么都没有，没有阳光，什么都没有。我们得把我们的观念转成正向的思维，就是想着 Krishna。这个世界呢，就是 这样的一个情况。
So, you know, when later we can chant slokas, you know, chant the Bhagavad Gita slokas, practice, you know, memorizing Bhagavad Gita, study Krishna's pastimes and talk about them, learn about Krishna. That's how we can change our way of thinking for the good. You can change it, you know, by thinking all bad things and only reading the news reports, and, you know, also, but you don't want to do that. You want to elevate yourself. Think positive. Krishna is the most positive.
So, we can read some Bodhisattva Thangka's texts, 学习 Krishna 消时光，这样就能把我们的思维就是提升，变成正面的思维。因为 Krishna 是最正面，最正能量的人了。
Okay.
Yes. Yes. She said.You
know, does she have any more specific idea?
Oh, okay. But this verse is not that the snakes, they don't build their own home. They will occupy the hole that the mice they dig.It's about a change of ideas that we should not to build more temples because there are few people.
No, not necessarily. We're not snakes. So, you know, there may not be a temple that we can just move into.Sometimes we do that. We just rent a house and use it. You know, that's something that is a very complicated issue. It depends on so many things of time and circumstance and this and that. So like, you know, Sanatana Goswami, he was completely renounced. He didn't care about anything. Just moving here and there. He was keeping his deity in a tree and he was just,begging and getting almost nothing to eat. Right? He didn't try to build, he didn't think, let me go back to work and make money and I'll build the temple. He didn't think like that.
We're not a snake. It's very complicated.他要看时间啊，环境啊，场合，比如说像 Sanatana Goswami， 他是非常气绝的，他的神像啊，挂在树上，他自己连吃的也没有，他没有说，哎呀，我去那个再找个工作，我去挣一些钱来建个庙啊。
But then Krishna, you made ahead of plan anyway.
但是后来 Krishna 他有他的计划。
And so one boat was going down the river there, he lived right next to the Yamuna, and it got stuck. The boat got stuck.
Sanatana Goswami 呢，他住的地方呢离阳乐河很近。有一天呢，就有条船就搁浅了。
And they were calling for help, and then somehow or other Krishna told them to pray to the deity Madan Mohan, and the ship got unstuck.
他们就请求援助，那后来呢，就是 Krishna 就让他们祈祷。向 Madan Mohan 祈祷， 结果呢，这个船就动了。
So it was a very rich man. And his boat was full of very valuable things.
这个，使用这条船的呢，是一个特别有钱的富商，反正船上装了很多，有价值的财宝。
And so the man wanted to give him something.
这个男子呢，就想给一些酬谢。
And he said, "Well, I don't need anything."
神呢，告诉他们说，我什么也不要。
But the man was, you know, "I really want to give you something." You know.
但这个富商就坚持说，我一定要犒劳你，酬谢你。
And so he said, "Oh, you can build a temple for my deity."
神呢，跟萨米说，那好吧，你为我的神像，你建一座庙吧。
So he built a temple. I mean, we can build temples, but it's not our only thing. We have to build temples. I've seen devotees get carried away and try to build a really big temple, and they can't finish it. They don't have enough money.They can't take care of it. They have no time to preach. So we have to think carefully what we're doing. That's all.
所以说呢，就是我们也是建庙，但建庙不是我们唯一的事物。我见过呢，有一些奉献者，他们就想建大庙，然后呢，他们最后连就是也都没有钱，把这个庙完工。然后他们也没有时间去传教了。
OK， 是，you know, we have a tendency to dig out a couple words out of a whole class or a whole book and just get hung up. I don't understand. I don't because we don't read the whole thing.You have to get a balance in whatever we're doing so we can see it from a distance and see the whole thing. If you're too close to something, you can't see the whole thing.
妈妈说我们有这种倾向，就是我们是那个，就会从那个段落当中就是就选一两个词儿，然后就在里头就绕在里头不出来，然后就是失去平衡了，就搞不清楚。但我们这时候我们应该站远一点，因为我们离得太近了，所以就搞不清楚。我们站得远就能看清楚了。
Okay. Tough question.
好像有一个问题，还有一个问题。你加他妈妈的，请您能不能把这问题发到这对话框里头？Yes. The next is from Radha Nanda Devdasi. Hare Krishna, 师兄顶拜，亲爱的圣姑，对吧？圣恩帕帕德说，灵性和物质水火不相容，解决了灵性问题，就解决了所有的问题，包括物质问题。请问姑对如何理解圣恩的这段话？非常感恩。She paid obeisance to you. Srila Prabhupada said that spirit and matter is like water and fire, cannot get together with each other. But if we solve our spiritual problem, we'll solve all our problems, including material problem. So how can we understand this sentence?
We have to, if we believe there's no spiritual problems, the problem, our material problems keep us from practicing spiritual life because we're too much thinking about the so-called material problems, which come and go all the time. It's not that we ignore being sick, for instance. You know, thinking, no, it's just material, I don't have to take care. No, we have to take care. We have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to exercise, you know. But not that that's all we think about. But when we solve the spiritual problem, means we practice regularly and we understand we're not the body, then the material problems don't dominate our whole life. We just live with it and deal with it instead of having them just control us.
不存在什么灵性的问题，就物质的问题呢，他们就会来来去去的。比如说我们生病了，我们不应该就忽视我们生病的这个事实，应该该做什么做什么，吃啊，睡眠啊，锻炼身体啊，照顾这个身体，而是说我们不要一门心思就满脑子都陷在这个生病了这个想法当中。这个灵性的解决了这个灵性问题，就是说我们不是个躯体，我们不是这个物质躯体，然后就是不，意思就是说不要让这个整个的这个占据了我们的全部的生活，控制了我们。
Okay.
那能回答您的回答了您的问题吗？
Any more questions?
Let me see.
Huh? No more?
Not yet. Okay. No more questions.
Yeah. Well, that's about normal this time. Not so many questions this time. That's fine. Okay, well, everybody that's tuned in, thank you very much. I can't see, you know, how many are coming.
More than 40.
Okay. Xie xie. Suo yo 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
百坤的知音服务员，今天晚上的讲课，我们非常感谢特圣斯阿米给我们带来的精彩讲课，也感谢所有奉献人的耐心聆听和提出的问题。祝大家晚安，Hare Krishna。